Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hyped. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah.
Woo!
Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
Jesus Christ, Dale.
Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
Yeah, all right, everyone, welcome back to another live episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Thanksgiving Leftovers of Fantasy Football Podcasts. Appropriately enough, because it is Black Friday, because it is the day after Thanksgiving, because I did have leftovers for dinner again, welcome to our show. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me as always on our live shows is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
Yeah, man, we are the Thanksgiving Leftovers of Fantasy Football Podcast for sure. When you eat leftovers, do you eat like the whole dinner again, or are you just like picking, like you get a little bit of turkey on a bun and then you call it a night, or do you go all out like day after day?
I have a go-to combination that I do. I do the meat with the mashed potatoes with the cranberry jelly sauce.
Yep.
That's like my go-to for leftovers.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's any bread to go with it, could, like little sandwiches are great too.
Yep. But I kind of feel like by the way, guys, thanks for listening to our live show today on Friday night. If you aren't listening to us live, you can catch us every Friday around 8 p.m., 8:39. It depends whenever we can all kind of get together and do this. But if you're listening to a live show for the first time, or if you're listening to us for the first time, just know that our live show, we sacrificed a little bit of quality to be able to take some callers and listeners. That's really what we do this for, is so we can connect with our listeners. So if you guys would like to call in, Christian, do you know the number?
Man, the number that's stuck in my head is the 507-69-SLEEP. But the number to call us on Blog Talk Radio is 657-383-1195.
That's right. And you can also listen on blogtalkradio.com/eatsleepfantasy. Well, you know that if you're listening. But for next time, you know now, like, hey, they do a live show. How do I get it? Now you know how. We post it on our social media and all that stuff. Christian, two things I want to talk about Thanksgiving.
657-383-1195 for those of you. 657-383-1195.
You got to kind of feel like – yes. I kind of feel like I made two observations this Thanksgiving. One, the turkey, even though it's like the main thing, right? It's the center of the table. It takes the most time to cook, all that stuff. I feel like it's never like the star. Like when people sit down after Thanksgiving dinner, they always talk about a certain casserole that was really good or a certain dessert that was really good. Then people don't really like talk about the turkey year after year. You know, they don't talk about, oh, that turkey was so good. They say, oh man, that, you know, squash casserole, that green bean casserole that you did last time was amazing. I feel like turkey is kind of getting put on the back burner here. Do you agree? Is that how it is in your house?
Not only are you right, we didn't have a turkey.
Whoa.
We had pork.
Hold
the
phones.
We're Hispanic, man. We
do
this.
Okay. All right. So you never have turkey, though?
No, we have turkey usually. But this year we had pork. Just, my mom made
this
pork.
You just said, fuck it. I'm not. We don't need turkey.
But I, being the most American person in my family, as everybody else is like super Hispanic, I made all the American side. So I made the mac, I made the mashed potatoes, I made the sweet potato casserole. You know, that's me. All of those sides were banging, by the way. Or as my nephew would say, bussin', which I really don't understand. Do you get the phrase bussin'? I don't hear you, by the way. Am I on air by myself, or am I not on air at all? Why does this always happen with our fucking live shows? Am I by myself? Hello? Is it me you're looking for? I have no idea if anyone can hear me, but welcome back. Because I have no idea where Dale goes. He just disappears during live shows. If I could explain what he does, I honestly, I don't know. So I'm just going to try to fill air for like a minute until he comes back. So there's that. This seems to happen way too much on our live shows. Anyways, going back to the Thanksgiving dinner and the bussin' sides.
Yes.
Oh, look, you're back.
I'm sorry. I'm back. Sorry about that. I know. Oh, man, I saw what you're talking about Thanksgiving. I feel like I just ruined that whole thing. Like, I have a ton to talk about. We have some callers, actually, on hold. Do you just want to get right into fantasy football?
Do you understand the word bussin'?
Bussin'?
My name is
Like what? Like I'm bussing out my my jeans here.
No, like it's B-U-S-S-I-N. Like this sweet potato casserole is bussing.
I never heard that. That's for the youngins.
Yep, I'm getting
Christian.
Old, man.
Yeah, I know.
Later on, we gotta talk about my side dishes, but let's go.
Yes, I want to talk about my side dishes too. All right. Caller from the 786 area code down South Florida. What's up? What's your name? Who is this?
What's up, guys? Curtis.
What's up, Curtis?
Chef Curtis.
Did you make your Thanksgiving turkey, by the way?
Yes, I did. Actually, I made turkey 2 weeks. I made jerk turkey, and I have made traditional turkey.
Oh, my goodness. We need to hang out.
Hey, Curtis, man. We missed you last week. We're hoping for before we even talk about fantasy, we got to get the goods first. A couple of weeks ago, Christian and I were talking about Nathan Peterman of the Buffalo Bills used to be starting quarterback. Tyrod Taylor's back in the mix now. But we were talking about how bad Nathan Peterman was going to be, and he was, by the way. I want to know from you, we wanted some kind of a Nathan Peterman sandwich or a hot dog or something, something Buffalo-themed, may or may not contain hot dogs. So, Chef Curtis, our huge audience is waiting for your response on the perfect Nathan Peterman dish.
Well, actually, I had it like done last week, but I didn't know it was a live show because there was like no like Twitter or nothing, and I was like, oh crap, I didn't realize it was a live show until my playlist install. You guys had uploaded one. But I made a Nathan's chili dog.
Okay. All right. I like it.
With my homemade chili that I make it a regular. All I did was just substitute something and add buffalo sauce. Okay. With my chili, I usually use 1/2 ground beef, 1/2 ground pork. I use garlic that's finely cut. I use a large sweet onion, a tablespoon of cumin, a tablespoon of dried oregano, a can of 28 ounce can of crushed tomatoes, an 8 ounce can of tomato sauce, one fourth of red wine vinegar. I like to use dried chipotle peppers, that's finely cut, and instead of using crushed red chili flakes, I substitute that with French red hot buffalo sauce.
I actually tried this recipe as soon as I made it out,
and it came out beautiful. I mean, it came out so good.
All right,
tried out your own recipe? This is fantastic.
Okay,
yes,
Curtis, I mean, I want to.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. So you make this chili, you have it, it's ready to go. But let's say the next day you have this chili all ready to go. You have a pack of hot dogs. How are you? And it's too cold to go outside right now to grill, and you don't really have the time, right? You're kind of limited on time. How do you cook this hot dog?
Oh my God! Yeah, y'all gonna put me in a position. All right. I'm sorry, Dale, but. I'm gonna boil them.
Come on, Curtis. God damn it, Curtis! You ruined the show.
I can't microwave it, man. It won't taste right. It won't taste right if I microwave it. I apologize. I can't do it.
Did you see these ridiculous shirts that Dale made? These micro dog shirts.
Yes, I saw the shirt. I'm like, okay, Brito, where's our hot dog shirt at?
I was thinking we just steal the Iowa. Was it Iowa? Who's the Boilermakers?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Boilermakers.
Who are the
No.
I don't know. I thought you were looking it up. Curtis, man, it's good to have you back on the show. You are our first caller of the day, so we appreciate it. You want to talk some fantasy? Because we haven't talked any fantasy yet. We've been on the air for, like, I don't know, 15 minutes. You want to talk a little fantasy, or you're just calling
to say hey? I'm going to talk a little fantasy.
Purdue.
Okay. All right, guys. I have a question about my main league, because I don't care. My other league is that I usually listen to y'all guys, and I do it from there. But my main league is one I care about the most. That's my big money league. All right.
Sure.
This week, at my flex, I'm looking at between Alvin Kamara and Leonard Fournette. My other two running backs as I have starting is Kareem Hunt and Le'Veon Bell.
Your team is so ridiculous. I would start Kamara. I'm going to bench Fournette. At Arizona,
yeah.
I'm probably going to go with Kamara. The Rams are giving up a lot of points to fantasy running backs. So I would go Bell, I would go Hunt, and I would go Kamara.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
This guy is benching Leonard Fournette. Oh, my God. You have such
Leonard
ridiculous problems.
Leonard Fournette is going to be a top 12 running back as well this week. So you can't really go wrong, but I think Alvin Kamara is probably the right direction here.
All right.
You realize
guys,
your team is insane, right?
Yes, I do realize that. It is an 8-man league. I mean, the jackpot for our league is $300. I mean, I really want that money, so
sure.
That's why I got to ask you guys to see what's up. I want the guy I'm going against. He played Kirk Cousins, and he has Kirk Cousins play, and he has Crowder play. So he already up a lot. So I got a couple of deficits. So I'm going for the boom plays.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, Cousins had a good game, 322 yards, three touchdowns. But it's not like it was a monster game that's going to kill you.
Right.
Yeah,
I think with those.
I have Russell Wilson, so I feel
you're okay.
I'll be all right.
You're fine.
I'm good. I don't know how this happened, but he flew on the radar. I picked Greg Olsen. But I have Zach Ertz as well.
I'm starting. I know it's not a great matchup against Chicago, so you worry a little bit because that defense has been pretty stout against tight ends. But Ertz is still going to end up inside my top five no matter what, and Olsen will not. So I'm going to go with Zach Ertz.
Yep, 100% agree. I mean, Greg Olsen might be fine. I want to see a full game from him. I'm not. Especially this late in the season, you're putting a lot of stock and you're doing a lot of hoping, and you don't have a lot of room for error here, because if he gets, you know, if he's only limited, or even if they say he's a full go, it doesn't mean that he'll, you know, play every single snap. So Zach Ertz is just a safer bet. At this point, you want to be safe, Curtis.
I got you. So guys, how are your league going with your league, with your league of records?
Good question. Christian is killing it. He got off to a very hot start, drafted Kareem Hunt, so he's doing good. I think, Christian, you probably locked up the second seed, I think.
I locked up at least the second seed in our division,
right.
I mean. I can still get the first seed if the Zeke owner, who I'm hoping will stumble, if that guy loses one of these upcoming weeks, I can probably still get the first seed. But I'm 9-2 right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of the pack here. I should be able to clinch a playoff berth this weekend, but we'll see how that goes. But I think my team has kind of formed into a pretty decent team. I had Devontae Freeman and C.J. Anderson as my starting running backs for a lot of the season, so that kind of sucked. I got a couple losses there, but I'm back on track. I traded up for Mark Ingram, and I have Deion Lewis, and so I'm looking okay. So hopefully I'll be in the playoffs and I can make some noise.
That's what's up, man. How did you get Mark Ingram for somebody? He's like hotness right now.
I traded Mike Evans and Mark Evans and Devonta Freeman for Mark Ingram and Jack Doyle.
Okay, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I think it was a pretty even trade. I needed a tight end too. Jack Doyle would be fine.
You also got David Johnson in a keeper league. Like he got back in a player to keep as well.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay, okay.
Yeah, it was a good trade.
Yeah, Curtis, man. Hey, we always appreciate you calling in, and listening, and all that stuff. Well, we're going to hook you up with a shirt sooner or later. We're actually ordering shirts tonight because it's Black Friday. We can get them on for sale. So we're going to get some all sizes from like small to like triple
that.
X. So,
I got you.
Hey, we're going to get you though. We're going to get you a nice shirt of your choice.
All right.
But
no,
you can only get micro dogs if you come on and say that microwave hot dogs are better. Until then, you're getting a crappy little eat me fantasy shirt.
I guess microwave hot dogs is better than that. I guess they're better.
Dale, you know that's not fair, right?
I'm going to twist my arm about it.
I'm joking. All right, man. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Keep in touch.
All right, man.
All right, thanks. Oh, it's a good
Weekly Fantasy Boilermakers. We should do that.
Yeah. Okay, I could do that. I could do that.
I'd rather not.
All right. So anyways, Christian, we are going to talk about our rankings today. I love taking calls because it kind of gets through our rankings as we take callers. So that's kind of always kind of fun. But I kind of have a confession here.
Okay.
I want to do it on the air because I don't think any of my family's listening.
Fashions. Hold on. Can we like make this a segment?
Yeah, sure.
These are Dale's confessions. Just when you thought he said all he could say, he says something else about microwaves, about hot dogs another way. Okay, I don't know, man.
So,
I tried.
No, that's good. That was good. I'll keep that. I'm going to clip that out and use it. All right.
Maybe we could do this professionally for next week.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. So for years now, I've been making cranberry sauce for my family. I take the cranberries, a little bit of sugar, cook it down. It's homemade. It's the best. I mean, it's way better than the jelly canned stuff. If you never had like fresh cranberry sauce, you definitely got to do that. Anyways, so for years I've been doing this, right? And to be honest, I just like look at the package or just go online and just type in simple cranberry sauce recipe. But I've been telling my family that it's my secret recipe and that, it's homemade. And it's all my special, stuff. And I'm pretty sure they believe it now that like it's my like people say, oh, you're going to cook your, I call it my famous cranberry sauce. And I'm pretty sure my family like thinks that I just make up this recipe every time. And, I add a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it's just straight from the package. And I never told anybody. So I'm glad to get this off my chest now. That was my confession.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
I don't know if they really like it or if they're just saying they do. I don't know, but they think it's my secret sauce, so I'm keeping it that way. I just had to get off my chest.
Just sauce. Raw sauce.
Do you eat fresh cranberry sauce, or you just take it from the can?
I just eat the jellied cranberry sauce from
a
can.
No, you need the real stuff, man. You have no idea what you're missing. No idea. Yep. Oh, it's amazing.
It's like some really cold jellied cranberry sauce to go with my bussin'.
Listen, you just take
and mashed potatoes.
No, you just take a the bag of cranberries with no, first you take a bag of cranberries, a cup of sugar. Cup of orange juice and a cup of sugar, let it boil, let them pop, and then take it off the heat, you smash it up a little bit, put it in the fridge, and you're good to go.
You boil it.
Yes. And you let them pop.
You don't microwave it.
Shut up. We're not talking hot dogs here, man.
Okay. But you boil them, though.
Yes, I boil them. Okay.
You know, it's interesting. You're saying that you don't have your own recipe. And then yesterday, everything that I made, I kind of just, like, did it my own way. Like, eyeballed the measurements and kind of, and everything came out, like my nephew would say, bussin'. I'm going to just quickly Urban Dictionary that and make sure I'm not saying something, like, super inappropriate.
Oh, hey, guess what? Yeah, that might be inappropriate. I don't know, like, now that Thanksgiving is over, Christian, I think that.
Bussin' is a word to describe something amazing or just plain awesome. Whoa.
Okay.
These waves are bussin', dude. Okay, it works.
Bussin'.
Yes. It also means to shoot. But that's what looks like. That's bustin'.
All right, hold on. I'm getting some feedback. Can you...
Is the feedback
just,
our podcast sucks?
Yeah, yeah. he's saying that he can only hear
one
of us.
I disagree, sir. What?
He's like 15 minutes ago, Emery said, I can only hear one of y'all. That might have been we were sucking when we were trying to connect, but maybe it's back up now. I just asked, can you hear us now? All right, we do have a couple questions. Ricky, actually, she messaged me earlier and said, hey, can you answer this on air because I have an issue here. Start and sit question. Half point PPR, Devontae Adams or Michael Crabtree? Half point PPR.
I'm probably, you know, the one good piece of the Green Bay offense has been Devontae Adams through all this craziness. And Michael Crabtree against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Crabtree has not been good.
It's closer than it should be. And that's
it.
I mean,
lot closer than it should be. I'm still going to go with Michael Crabtree. I just think the offense as a whole is better, even though that Denver defense is scary. I think he'll still be okay. Give me like
look,
6 for 70, and
right.
I can't guarantee that Devontae Adams will get that.
Yeah, exactly. You can't guarantee Devontae Adams will even get the ball thrown to him, much less score. I mean, Devontae Adams has been better. But, I mean, look at Michael Crabtree's last tough matchup was Week 5 against Baltimore. And Baltimore has actually proven to be a pretty good pass defense. And during that game, he had 6 receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown. So if that means anything to you, he should be able to, you know, I'm not saying he's going to get 82 and a touchdown against Denver because I think Denver is a good defense. I like Michael Crabtree better here. Not by a lot. And like I said, it's a lot closer than it should be.
I think Adams is slightly underrated. Like, he's going to be the one decent player on this offense. That's I know it's not a good offense, but he is getting 9 or 10 targets every single game. Against Detroit, 10 targets. Against Chicago, 8 targets. Against Baltimore, 10 targets. Like, you're going to fall into some production with that. I can't trust Brett Hundley. I think it comes down to that. And then you have the fact that they have no running backs and Jordy Nelson has disappeared and their offensive line is not playing well. Like, there's so many factors now that I can't trust Devontae Adams, but I don't think he's going to be terrible, but I'd just rather have Michael Crabtree.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not counting out either one of them. I'm not counting out that Adams could outscore him. But if you're just playing a game of probability, and that's kind of what we're doing here, there's a better chance that Michael Crabtree will outscore him. That's all I'm saying.
And then what's going to happen is on Monday, Devontae Adams is going to have scored 3 touchdowns, 150 yards, and Michael Crabtree will have done nothing. And I'm going to have to play this sound.
Sorry, I'm late. I think our listeners are going to hate that drop, and we are going to overuse the shit out of it.
Our listeners, you know how they feel whenever we play that drop?
Yeah, that's how they feel. yeah.
That's
going to
ruin
our
show. No, don't use it again. No, we're done. That's it. Just stop right there. No, just stop. God.
Okay. No more. One more time?
Later, Okay.
No more.
You gotta let drops come naturally. Like, an opportunity will arise again, Dale.
Okay.
Do you know how you make me feel when you use drops inappropriately?
How?
No. See? Wasn't that so much better?
That was good. That was good.
I got to teach you how to radio, man.
All right.
Next question. Callers, if you want to call in, our call number is 657-383-1195. Once again, that number is 657-383-1195.
I am Twittering this out and all that good stuff, too. Christian, tonight we are giving away our Antonio Brown mini helmet. We had a ton of people asking for it. We had retweets, we had emails, we had direct messages. Do we give this away during our show tonight, or do we right after the show, should we go live like on Periscope or Facebook Live?
I think we should do it right after the show. It's up to you, man. I mean, I'm just saying after the show because that's what you told me we were going to do. But if you want to change it up right now and just go with the flow, I'm okay with that.
No, let's do a live. Let's do a video because not everybody that entered to win is listening to the show. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it there. You okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Just
what did
sure.
you want me to say? I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by
I
the
agree.
Way. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little like high on leftovers.
Hey, we have a caller. I think it's Chef Curtis again. Let me check. Let's see. Chef, are you there? 786.
Yes, it's me again. I'll call to tell you that drop is funny as hell. You're okay. That drop is very funny. I'm over there rolling. That drop is very funny, man. You're good. That's a funny drop.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it, man. There's some validation. Really, all that matters is Curtis's opinion. So at the end of the day, we're doing it for him.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank all you, right, Chef. Did I just say thank you, Chef? Damn it.
Yes, Chef. Yes, Chef.
I just fully went South Park out of nowhere. Like, thanks, Chef. Like, damn it. That was not intentional.
We're not going to call him Chef Curtis anymore. We're just call him Chef. Hey, kid.
What happened to the chef on South Park?
I don't know. Did he? There was a storyline somewhere earlier in this last few seasons. Man, okay. That South Park app game on the iPhone is horrible. I'm sorry for suggesting it. It is
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, why do you like it?
I liked it for like 10 minutes, and then I was like, okay, this is stupid. Like, it got boring really quick.
No, yeah, it got boring really quick. What you liked about it was, like, the texts were funny. And the how they got
the
started was well done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After that, I was like, okay, the actual game sucks.
But. Hello, anybody else in this text group? What an amazing audience. Like three people listening right now understood that reference.
Yeah. All right. Christian, I guess we could kind of talk about some rankings here if you want.
Let's go ahead.
I mean, that's what the show is all about.
Right.
I can kind of narrate here and see what you think. We can start with talking about QBs here because
right.
QBs.
Also, if anyone wants to call in, what's that number, Dale?
Eleven seventy-five.
Oh my God, Dale! The number is 657-383-1195. You should have really committed this to your memory by now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's also right on your screen. Just FYI.
Yes,
657-383-1195.
Yeah, I have a million things on my screen here. All right, some quarterbacks. I'm going to talk about some places that we have a little bit of contention. Let's start off with Carson Wentz here.
Sure.
I have Carson Wentz ranked a little low. I mean, we're splitting hairs here, but it's at least a conversation that we can have. I have Carson Wentz at 7 overall. You have him at 4. Not a huge deal, probably not a big argument from either one of us, but I just want to know.
Why do you hate Carson
Wentz, Yeah, exactly. I knew that was coming. Chicago is an improved defense, and I think guys like Zach Ertz, aren't going to have his typical crazy day. or, you know, for that matter, Alshon Jeffrey or any of those guys. I do think the running game is going to get going as well. I think that's going to help out or not help out Carson Wentz's, you know, points here because they're going to be using more running backs on the goal line.
I'm going to give you a lovely stat here as to why you can trust Carson Wentz.
Okay.
As a top five quarterback, almost every week you should rank him here. The floor is so solid and consistent. Every single week except for 1 week this season, he has either thrown for 300 yards or at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's solid, man. I mean, Carson Wentz is a great quarterback. He's really turning into a real fantasy stud. I mean, he's going to be drafted as high as the other big guys, Tom Brady's and Russell Wilson's next year. I really think so. He's an asset, but like I said, the Chicago defense is just they're a little better than people think they are, especially that front line.
He has thrown at least two touchdowns every single week since week five. 4-3, 4-2, 4-2. He is as solid as you can hope for in a quarterback.
Sure. Okay.
And he's also you have Alex Smith ahead of him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't expect a huge disagreement here. I mean, it is what it is.
You
want to
fight about it?
Spot. Yeah, I mean, we can. I mean, Alex Smith is going against Buffalo, which, you know, they just suck. Look at me in my eyes and tell me that Buffalo Bills defense doesn't suck.
The Buffalo Bills defense does not suck.
Are you looking at me in my eyes?
Yeah, Nathan Peterman threw 5 interceptions. What the hell did you expect to happen?
Buffalo defense sucks.
No, they don't. They allow the 11th fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks.
Yeah, because they let people run all over them. So you don't have a quarterback.
This is true.
All right. We have a caller here, 586 area code. I think it's our famed writer, Steven. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Steven.
Not bad. Brito,
who is
this? He's got you man.
Who is this?
Steve Specratelli.
Okay.
Your waiver wire writer.
Steven.
So tell us again
Steven,
what you do
fettuccine,
for
spaghetti, whatever it is. You know, I know where Brito's going with that.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with that. I was just trying to think of different names for pastas.
Steven, do you prefer Steven? I've been calling you Steven for a year now. You prefer Steve over Steven?
What?
Oh, he dropped. He just left us.
Ah, what a linguine.
That guy is boiled noodles in a hot pot.
Yeah. I bet you he doesn't microwave his noodles, though.
If he's in a rush, I bet you he will.
Who the flying... Okay. So you'd rather have Easy Mac, Dale, over regular mac and cheese?
If I'm in a bind and I'm in a rush... Yes.
Why are you saying everything in a rush? That's the whole purpose of a microwave. Is yes, because you're in a rush and you're trying to do it fast. That's not the question.
Steven.
The question is, do you prefer something to be microwaved over boiled?
No. The question comes is, do you prefer convenience over standing over a stove? I think most people will prefer convenience.
I'm all about convenience, man.
Yeah. Hence the drive-through ATM, drive-through food. Drive through grocery stores.
That's not the question. The question is, which one would you rather have?
Look,
would you rather have a boiled hot dog or a fucking microwaved hot dog?
Okay, let me put it this way, Christian. ATM, have you ever been through a drive-through ATM?
I'm about to hang up the thing. You know how I feel right now? If I had a drop to explain to you how I feel...
Oh, man. All right. Where you're going with that, though.
Steve.
Okay, would you rather have the joyful taste and flavor of a boiled hot dog over one out of the microwave. Now,
yes.
Again, the sales point. If you're in a pinch, the microwave's good, man. It's all about convenience.
Yes. But he's acting like, okay, convenience, right. You're like, what, a burger from McDonald's is better than a burger made at home?
In
on
a
the
pinch?
Grill?
That all depends on who's making it, man.
That's true.
I'm so done with you guys. Let's talk fantasy football. We need to move on from food.
Steven. Okay, first of all, we've been calling you Steven for a year now. Do you prefer Steven or Steve?
It doesn't really matter. I've been calling
Can we call you Stefan?
No, I'm not going to let off that.
That's only when he
trains.
That's
not even the right.
Secret potion that makes him cool.
His name becomes Stefan Spaghetti.
Yeah, right. What is this, an episode of Family Matters? What's going on?
All right, let's move on. I'm sorry.
All right, Steven, let's talk a little bit about what you wrote about this week. Now the one thing I do remember is you talking about Jameson Crowder this week, that he was the man to get, and you were 100% right. He continued it with his large target share there and improved to be the guy still with Chris Thompson out. What else you got going for us this weekend? What can you talk to us about? What did you write about?
Just looking at starts and sits. Another guy with news today coming out that everybody I'm sure is aware of now is Freeman being out is Tevin Coleman. Coleman's got a nice matchup this week. And, we've all seen what he really brings to the table, especially as a receiving back. So I'm really curious to see what he's going to do with this matchup and a full workload in that offense.
Yeah. Now, his yards per carry last week, just under 2.2 yards per carry. I know it was Seattle, but it was a banged-up Seattle. So you got to kind of give them credit there for doing what they did with Tevin Coleman. Didn't really even receive the ball. Had one reception last week. Is that just an outlier here, not a trend, you think?
I don't think it's a trend. I think it's just more or less
games.
He kind of got thrown into a situation, the way the game script went and all that. I just don't think he really fit into it. He's been practicing all week with those guys without Freeman involved. They weren't really optimistic that, he was going to be a part of this week. So I'm sure they had all week for him to get prepared. So I expect to see some bigger things out of him this week against Tampa Bay.
Sure. Do you expect anything more from his backup, Terron Ward? I know he's been in and out, last week or the week before, but he had a decent stat line. He had over 5 yards per carry, kind of filling in that backup role, 6 attempts last week. Do you see anything? What do you anticipate as far as Ward going forward? Is he going to be that 5 to 6 carry guy? Your thoughts?
Yeah, probably. I think he's going to keep the same role, just kind of change of pace. I don't really see him getting more involved as somebody like Austin Eckler has been over recent weeks.
Sure.
I think it's just going to be that, that change of pace breather guy. Because, Coleman's been there a few years now. And he's gone out there and proved what he can do. So I don't expect to see that award.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Tevin Coleman was slated to be the starter before Devonta Freeman broke out. When Tevin Coleman got injured, Devonta Freeman came in and proved himself as a RB1 there. Tevin Coleman was slated to be that guy that year, so kind of a tough break for him.
Absolutely.
So he definitely has the talent and the speed and knows the offense well enough for sure. So I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm excited about him. Another guy that I'm actually kind of excited about, trying not to get too excited because I have him in our writers league, is Cam Newton. Carolina's got a nice schedule the rest of the season, man, and getting Olsen back is going to be big. And, looking at Funchess and, McCaffrey with how comfortable he is in his role now in that offense and getting Olsen back, those are three guys that are three entirely different dimensions that can stretch the field in different ways. I expect to see some big things out of Newton going forward with those three guys.
Yeah, I think Newton's kind of turned a corner. Obviously last week he played Miami, or I'm sorry, week 10. He played Miami before his bye. And, you know, then he's had the bye to prepare for this game, which is a pretty good defense to go against the Jets. So, yeah, he should catapult himself. Now, you know, he plays New Orleans and Minnesota, and he played New Orleans earlier in the year and really stunk it up with, I think, less than 200 yards and a couple interceptions. But if you can get out of, you know, the early, you know, week 13, 14, you know, still alive, your playoffs are going to look real nice playing Tampa Bay and the fantasy, whatever you call it, fantasy championship.
Playoff. Fantasy playoffs,
yeah.
Championship.
Sorry. I had a very
playoff.
I have a million. I have like 4 million things on my screen right now.
Right. So have
Steven,
you guys have? Because yes.
No, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I know I've seen like a ton of questions all over Twitter today, and in the ESF 200 there. Have you guys touched on the whole Juju Smith-Schuster situation yet, and like who people are looking to start or stream with him being out?
We haven't gotten there yet, but no, yet. Okay. I'm not that big on Martavis Bryant, to be honest. I know a lot of people are like automatically jumping back on that train, and it's just like, were they not paying attention to the beginning of the season? Or
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really high on that either.
So are you? So you're expecting Antonio Brown and who, like Eli Rogers?
Or just like Antonio Brown to be?
I was gonna say Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell show pretty much, and then
yeah,
you know,
maybe Jesse
whoever
James
benefits to those. So I mean. Yeah, right, exactly.
Hey,
I'm sure he'll get a few targets.
Right, right. Hey, Steven, stay on the line for us a second. Let's take this call from the 720 area code. What's your name, where you're from, and tell us something interesting about yourself.
Is that Colorado, 720?
Yeah, it's actually Denver.
Yeah.
Denver.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
This is Seth again.
Seth, man, what's up? I'm glad you called again.
I'm actually working right now, so...
Oh.
That's what's interesting. So I'm doing a 10-hour shift tonight.
Nice.
So,
hold on. It's nothing important.
Yeah,
hold on. What are you in charge of right now? That you're listening to a podcast.
What do you mean?
Like you're listening to a podcast, so you're. I hope you're not doing something important where like other people's lives depend on it.
Oh, no, no. I'm just, you know, trash out here at the airport.
Okay. All right. They're fine.
Yeah, it's a slow day.
Okay.
So, but, yeah. So, just wanted to call in and say hi, and had a couple questions. Not really fantasy football, but I just thought I would tell you guys that I'm more into the the stove top. I like it fresh. My wife cooks a lot of good food, so I can't do convenience because convenience will make sure that she doesn't, you know, show off her skills
sure.
And stuff. So she likes to cook.
And
then
nice.
I'm a hot dog. I like to boil hot dogs.
Nice.
Okay.
There we go. My man.
So,
most people do, which is nuts.
Well, I do have I wanted to ask you about a trade, actually. And I just
sure.
got done right before the trade deadline yesterday. I got Matt Lyon because I had Tyrod Taylor. I had nothing. And then I got rid of Doug Martin. I got rid of Jacksonville defense. He wanted Jacksonville. I had Baltimore. And then I got Matt Forte. Do you think I did a good trade because I had no other quarterback and this league courts quarterback? So what do you think of that trade?
Tell me the trade again. So you got Matt Ryan and Matt Forte, and what did you give up?
I gave up Jacksonville defense, and I gave up Doug Martin, and then the Arizona quarterback. What's his name? Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah, you upgraded. You upgraded. I'm fine. I mean, Matt Forte, I don't think is going to be special for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But I think upgrading your quarterback, especially for a league that, like you said, hoards quarterbacks, you're fine, man. I think that was a fine trade. You made your team better.
I think there's only one decent player in that entire trade, and that's Matt Ryan, and you're the one getting Matt Ryan. So you're fine. That's a good trade.
Yeah, well, you did a good job.
What do you thank you. And what do you think about what's the name? The Baltimore defense going forward.
Baltimore defense. Give me 1 second. I got to actually pull up my rest of season and look at their schedule, because off the top of my head, I wouldn't be able to say. That's not something I would say right off the top of my head.
Awesome. I also forgot to say that I did receive the Patriots defense, too, so I had two defenses.
The Ravens defense is sneakily pretty good. I mean, especially this week, they should have a pretty good matchup against Houston. And moving forward, I mean, they have a decent schedule where they can make a splash. I mean, I don't know if you want to – I'm looking at their schedule now. I don't know if you want to start them every single week, but I think they're a good defense. I think they'll.
I mean, they're wonderful this week.
The Patriots defense is a good start whenever they have a bad matchup.
The New England defense has improved. I don't know if I trust them, but they have gotten better. I think it's a good. I think if between the Ravens and the Patriots, I think you can string up some pretty. I'm not looking at both schedules side by side, but I think you should be able to string up a couple of at least. You know, the defenses really lose you games, right? When you have those 0 point games out of your defenses, mm-hmm. you want them to score a couple points at least. So I think you're fine between the two.
And I have to say, fuck you, Dale. Fuck you.
Sorry, Dale.
Fuck you, Dale. Fuck you.
how was my invitation there? How was my invitation? Is that pretty good?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Seth, man, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
No problem. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Seth's a good guy. I like Seth.
Yeah.
He's been listening to us for a long time. I mean, I know early on the season. I don't know how early, but he's been listening to us for a long time. Hey, let's answer this phone call really quick, Christian. We're really getting into the swing of things. Steven, are you still there? You want to hang out?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Oh, my God. Steven sounds so good.
All right. Steven's a
quality microphone.
The 760 area code. What's your name, where you're from, and tell us something interesting about yourself.
Hey, guys, it's Lewis from Palm Springs.
Lewis, what's up, man? How's it going?
Not much. It's good.
You're on private Facebook group, aren't you?
I sure am.
Nice. Okay, we appreciate that. Make the show better. Tell us something. Like, we're struggling here. Tell us something fun.
Okay. Well, since I work part-time at the airport, when Obama was our president, every time he would visit Palm Springs, our company, Avis, would provide the vehicles for his Secret Service. So myself and my colleagues would always drive the Suburbans up to, like, behind the airport where the vehicles go, and we had a chance to meet the Secret Service. I don't know. It's kind of cool. Like, he would come out twice a year. Yeah, so still kind of important.
Nice. Did they have to screen you or anything to be that close, or to be driving in a car? Like, what did they have to do? Or did they just check out the car after, like, once you got there?
Yeah, they just check out the car after we leave them there.
Gotcha.
They do their own inspection. Yeah.
So Obama rented from Avis. That's interesting.
Yeah, his Secret Service. Yeah, they ran from Avis.
Lewis, what's up? You want to talk some fantasy football?
All right. So I got a flex spot I'm trying to fill. A lot of potential with my guys here. Coleman, I'm a big fan. I've been a fan of him since he came into the league, and he had a couple of hard breaks with his hand, and he's healthy. He's playing this Sunday, and I also have Parker, who's big potential but hasn't shown as much. With the matchups, what do you guys think for this Sunday? Coleman or Parker? PPR league?
Yeah,
I'm leaning more towards Coleman.
When you're going this far down the line, when you're looking at flex plays this far down the line, I mean, really, you know, there's no great choices here, but you got to look at the matchups. And for me, the matchup just is a little bit better for Parker. I don't like Parker at all, but you're just looking at the matchups here. I'm leaning Parker. Christian, what do you think?
So I'm going to adjust my rankings based on the news from today, because Jay Cutler is going to be out. meaning my top two wide receivers for the Miami Dolphins will not have Devontae Parker in them. They will be Kenny Stills and Jarvis Landry. Matt Moore really likes Jarvis Landry and really likes Kenny Stills. And so I know it's New England. I know the matchup's good. But I think Corey Coleman has an opportunity now to finally show out. It's his team for now. So give me Corey Coleman.
Look, I get what you're saying, Christian. I understand. But don't act like Devontae Parker gets no love from Matt Moore. I mean, he had nine targets last game.
And how many did Corey Coleman have? 11. Boom. I dropped the microphone on here.
I'm not saying the targets is what defines them having good or bad week. I'm just saying you're acting like Devontae Parker is going to be, you know, sitting on the bench. And he gets attention
not.
From Matt Moore.
He does. Okay. He's going to get attention. I think it's going to be a lot of throwing the ball this game. So I think there will be some opportunity for him. I just think he's third in that pecking order for this week. And I think Corey Coleman has plenty of opportunity. Not the best matchup at Cincy, which is the only thing that worries me. But I think he's going to get plenty of opportunities. I think he's going to get 10 targets and six or seven catches, and you should be able to get enough with that. I think he's better at floor and a higher ceiling.
Yeah. So do you think okay. I don't think
I'm also excited about Corey Davis, because I read somewhere that Matthews might be out with a hamstring issue. So I think that's going to be playing against the Colts. That's going to be big for Davis.
Yeah, that's a really good matchup. Is that another option for you, Corey Davis?
That's another option.
Here's the thing that worries me about Corey Davis is matchup is good. Rashard Matthews might be out. There's a lot of things that could play in his favor, but he hasn't done anything all season. Like, he has zero games where he's put up double-digit fantasy points. He didn't play half the season, I know that, but in the five games he's played, he's tops 50 receiving yards one time, and that was week one opener. So
yeah, I didn't like how he gave up on a couple of plays on Monday night against the Steelers. That kind of – I know they're a rookie, but some plays he gave up on that turned into a pick, I just
– So I wouldn't go with Davis, but – That's just me.
Look, if Rashard Matthews is out, and he didn't, you know, like Lewis just said, he's been out of practice. He missed partially Thursday and missed Friday totally. If Matthews is out, I'm taking Corey Davis over the other two for sure. Better matchup, for sure. I am, and that's not even a question for me.
I get it. I just don't. I don't buy into wide receiver type handcuffs like people do. I don't think losing your wide receiver one automatically means that the wide receiver two will step up like in a running back position. And I don't think Corey Davis is going to automatically step up. I think this means more run game. I think this means more Delanie Walker. I think this means, I don't necessarily think it means more Corey Davis. And the thing is, Davis hasn't been not getting targets. He's just not being productive at all.
Yeah.
With what he's doing. Because in the last three games, 5, 10, and 7 targets. Like, there's some work there for him. That, you know, that's, what is that? A little more than 7 targets a game? You should be able to do something with 7.5 targets a game. And he's just absolutely not. So I don't trust Corey Davis.
If those 7 to, let's say if those 8 to 10 targets that he normally gets bumped up to 9 to 11 or 9 to 12 targets, I mean, that's a big deal. Those extra 2 or 3 targets is the difference between, you know, a 45-yard game and a 75-yard touchdown game. So I know it's not like a huge difference, but it kind of is. So,
all right, guys,
Lewis,
I appreciate it.
We helped you not at all. Corey Coleman for me. I say Corey Coleman.
All right.
That was where I was going with.
Either way, Corey in the house.
Yeah, Corey's in the house.
All right, guys. And the nation is asking for more drops. We love the drops.
All right. You
I know
got
it's
it.
Dale, that's your thing. Don't lose it. That's your thing, man.
Thanks, all man. Right. I appreciate it.
All right, you guys. I appreciate it.
Later,
hey, Dale. Later. I lost the draft yesterday by less than 2 points. Do you know how I felt?
By the way, Corey's in the house coming on Tuesdays at 9 after Brooklyn 99.
No. Corey in the house was a real show, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's a real show. That's why I said that. Unlike the Disney Channel or some shit.
In the house. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, man. Corey in the house. Yep, you're right. Corey in the house. Oh, yeah. That kid, he's done pretty well. Because he's in the White House or something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. Can we get back to Stefan?
Yeah, Stefan.
No, Stefan. No.
I'm sorry.
The jury's still out on Corey Davis. I'm sorry, man. It is.
I get it.
Still out on him.
He can prove us wrong, but...
Absolutely. There's no question that the guy is talented, but you know he missed some significant time early on in the season. So I mean he could probably pick it up here towards the end, but I'm more looking forward to where he's going to be at starting next year.
Yeah, Corey Coleman definitely made a splash in his first game back since week two. I get it. Let's not overreact here. I mean, it's really easy
against
to overreact.
The best defense in the league, though.
Yeah, it's still overreacting, though. We haven't seen him play in so long. Like, he's not going to get 11 targets and 80 yards a game. Like, that, I don't think he's that kind of guy. He's good and he's talented, but let's pump the brakes a little bit on this.
Other thing I look at, too, in Tennessee is that, especially a game like this, a matchup like this, this could be a heavy dose of Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray. It really could be, rely on Mariota to run that read option, lean on Delanie Walker. They're in the red zone, take some shots at Davis. Yeah, he'll probably see some targets there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I just see a short yardage game plan going on.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I guess I'm not providing an argument great enough for a Corey Davis, and that's okay. He's getting the targets. His catch rate will improve. Like, the guy is a beast. He's very talented. He's not the guy who has a 25% catch rate. It'll get better. It'll work itself out. And sooner or later, Marcus Mariota is going to hit him a little more often. But you're right. Maybe not this season. We'll see. We will see.
But, that's for sure. But, I mean, listening to you guys talk about Kenny Stills, before that caller came in first, and I was talking about Juju, because Kenny Stills and actually Cooper Kupp, those are two of my favorite guys that, you could probably go out and find on the waiver wire and plug in and place for Juju if he was a guy that you were relying on, wide receiver 3 or a flex spot. I mean, Cooper Kupp, he's getting – him and Watkins both are going to see an uptick, but, Kupp has an unquestioned chemistry with Goff, so –
yeah,
I expect to see his uptick go up a lot with Woods.
Yeah, sooner or later, I loved Cooper Kupp preseason. I know a lot of people did, but I mean, sooner or later, we're gonna really see his value. I mean, I don't think we've really seen Cooper Kupp as I think years to come, he's going to be a guy who gets 7-8 catches a game pretty consistently, and he hasn't been that this year. He is just a rookie. But I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of him, and he's going to get better and better, especially with Jared Goff, playing a full season with him and have all next offseason to play with him. He's going to get better and better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and then one of the other callers, talking about defenses there. I know, Brito, you were looking at Baltimore's defense.
Right.
I mean, I had them and Pittsburgh in one league, and rest of the season, Baltimore had a better schedule. And actually, Baltimore, at least in this format that I'm playing points-wise, they're like one of the tops in the league, obviously below Jacksonville. So I ended up dubbing Pittsburgh and just stashing Aaron Rodgers in case there's that wild chance that he comes back.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Baltimore's
Baltimore is one of my favorite
super solid.
Defense.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, just looking at it right now, they have 28 sacks and 16 picks, 7 fumble recoveries, 5 total touchdowns on the year between defense and special teams. They've been legit.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Agreed, yep. Only Jacksonville has been better, and then Baltimore does play teams like Houston this week. I mean, you've got a relatively solid schedule, especially with those last 2 weeks, championship weeks, being Cleveland and Indy. So you've got a nice schedule there for your fantasy playoffs, except for week 14 at Pittsburgh is the only thing that worries me.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's kind of a wild card there. And I actually almost held on to Pittsburgh for that reason. I'll just kind of swap them out that week. But, I mean, with the rest of my lineup, I don't know. I'm going to roll the dice because even the last time they played, they did okay. They didn't do anything spectacular, right, but they did okay.
Right. Yeah, Ravens will be fine. Rest of season, they're still a top 3 defense.
Yep. All right. Christian,
sure.
Before we move on, are you good, Steve? Or do you want to hang out, or do you have I know your kid is sick and all that stuff, so I don't know if what do you have going on tonight? You want to hang out a little bit longer, or you want to go? I want to send you a proper sit down.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Okay, all right, Christian.
No, sorry, unless you guys want to kick me off.
Nope, you're good. I mean, I can always mute you, and you'll have no idea. So, Christian,
right.
This week, this Thanksgiving was good for a lot of people. It wasn't great on draft for you. And how do I know that? Because our listeners are sending us screenshots. Listener after listener after listener are sending us screenshots of how much they beat you. And I'm bringing this up because I know that you would have mentioned something by now if you won like you did last week. So I'll let you take the microphone and explain yourself.
I didn't have enough Keenan Allen, man. I just didn't have enough Keenan Allen. That's all I'm going to say. Every league where I didn't have Keenan Allen or Marvin Jones or Jameson or Crowder. If I didn't have any of those three guys, you're pretty much screwed in draft this week. And so I thought I made some decent picks. I had Keenum and Thielen in a lot of places. I had those guys stacked in a lot of places, and that, you know, it didn't work out. I got a lot of second place. But you know that is? Second place is? That's first loser. You ain't first, you're last. And so
there you go.
It was my first rough day in draft. But you know what, man? I'm still doing well in the season, and we do probably need to give out a bunch of shirts and stuff.
Yeah, you probably pretty much bankrupt us. Actually, Christian, I have a live audio here from after when you looked at your scores after the games. Let's see what this audio says.
That one's pretty accurate.
anyway,
you know what's funny? I did 10 drafts yesterday. 10.
Yeah, I did too.
For one
I did
day.
Too.
I, a little bit addicted to it. My wife, who I introduced to draft last week, my wife who doesn't watch football, actually watching football with me, she did 4 drafts, and she won 2 of them.
Nice.
All 4 of those drafts I was in, and I got my – ass handed to. I didn't win a single one that she was in, but she won 2 of them, so she beat me twice yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, if you stacked Rivers and Keenum, Rivers and Keenan Allen, you were pretty good, pretty well off. You probably won if you stacked those two. The reason I'm talking about this, Christian, by the way, I did pretty well, but we don't talk about that. It's all about you losing. The reason I'm talking about all that, guys, if you don't know what we're even talking about, because we haven't said exactly what we're talking about, the draft app and playdraft.com, good partners of ours. Basically, we're asking you, if you're going to play and you haven't tried it yet, use promo code EatSleepFantasy. You get $3 for free if you sign up using our promo code. It helps us out a ton. So if you enjoy our podcast, this is a great way to kind of give back to us. That sounds really bad. I'm not going to say that. I'll cut that out later. It's just a good way to help.
I don't see anything wrong with what you just said.
Okay. All right. Because I don't want to beg. But anyways, if you guys are going to play draft, make sure you use our promo code EatSleepFantasy. You get $3, blah, blah, blah. They guarantee your money. If you don't like it, they'll give you your money back. And you can play us. And if you do and you beat Christian or I, send us a screenshot to esfgiveaway@gmail.com. And you're in an entry or a raffle, whatever you want to call it, to win a t-shirt or some cool prizes.
We 100% can see and give thanks to people that do this too. Like we will invite you to leagues. I know I played in a couple leagues with, I only know the screen names, kid named Cud. I know he invited me a couple times. I played against him. I'm blanking here. There was a few, but that one.
MX Spider. MX Spider. Yeah.
So just if you guys, I have no problem begging. If you want to support our show, I think this is the appropriate way to do it, in a way that's going to be not only, supporting us, but it's going to be super fun for you. And you'll probably end up winning money if you're playing against me this week, because I'm having a rough week.
Yep. Big shout out to Alamanza P. They use our promo code, which is great, so I appreciate it. Ked Ward, it's Miller time. S. Fredricki, I don't know if that's Mac Roses. All these. I'm just saying screen names, so whatever. It doesn't mean anything to anybody, but it helps us
TJ
out.
TJ Granado, Spelljammer, Shooter McGavin.
Yeah,
that one's interesting. Bergilicious.
Bergie's been listening to us for a long time. Bergie's a good guy.
Mac 1010.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just we're done reading just names off the air.
By the way, if you guys haven't, if you guys don't know about our Eat Nation private group on Facebook, it's a closed private group, and we limited it to 200 people, and it filled up pretty fast. I'm not sure if we're going to open it up again, but if we do, you should probably when we get to another 100, I think maybe I'll open it up. So when I get another 100 requests, I'll open it up to the next 100 people. So if you haven't requested to be in this Eat Nation private group on Facebook, make sure you do. Find it on Facebook and request, and then I'll save your request until we get another 100 people, and then I'll let in 100 at a time. But you guys are missing out a lot, because we do a lot of cool stuff on that page as well. And Twitter, of course, and all that stuff. But just want to talk about the Eat Nation private group. It's 200 people. They're labeled the ESF200, if you didn't know.
For all of you listening right now, we haven't said it in a while, but if you've been wanting to call in, our number is 657-383-1195. You got myself, you got Dale, you've got Stefan.
He hates
Steve.
That.
Yeah, I won't
just rolling with Stefan.
Hey man, it's better than what I did. What I did to Curtis, I just called Curtis Chef out of nowhere, and that one wasn't even intentional.
Well, man, yeah, it makes me feel a little bit better about it.
Just join us. Give us a call. 657-383-1195.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about some more rankings. I guess we kind of touched on quarterbacks. I want to go through some running backs that we have a differing opinion on. We already talked about Tevin Coleman. I have him ranked pretty high this week. You don't have him as high, but we don't need to talk about Tevin Coleman. Who we really need to talk about here is Jay Ajayi.
Okay.
Hot topic conversation. And I want to hear Steven's take on Jay Ajayi, but he's playing against Chicago this week, an improved defense for sure. What's your thoughts on Jay Ajayi moving forward? I have him at 19, you have him at 24.
I think Ajayi is actually a really good fit for that offense. I just think they need to figure it out. He's only been there for 2 weeks and really hasn't done all that much. He's had a couple long runs that have saved the stat line. He brings a dynamic of, somewhat of a power back, and then he brings that Darren Sproles aspect, that receiving back out of the backfield. But one reason why I'm not getting too comfortable with him is based on what Clement has done the last couple weeks too, and how involved he's been. I mean, those two guys alone are going to roll LeGarrette Blount right out the door. So, I mean, Jay Ajayi, in my opinion, he rest of the season he's basically a flex option.
I agree.
He really hasn't done anything.
I agree. I mean, last week he had 7 attempts for 91 yards, and like you mentioned, that one really long run. But the biggest, I guess, flag for me is, and this will improve, I think, as he gets more familiar with the offense, it will get better. But last week, he only played 13 snaps out of 64 for the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's a little concerning. I mean, if they're going to be splitting time like that, you know, that's concerning. And what really sucks is he has a brilliant schedule for the fantasy playoffs. So I'm hoping that Jay Ajayi can be, you know, eventually become that, you know, that number one running back for the team. I just don't know if there's enough time to, like, to play catch up. You know, that's how I kind of feel like he's starting to play catch up. Is he really going to get in mid-season form with the Eagles this late in the game? I don't know.
No, I agree. I mean, if they could have pulled the trigger on that deal earlier in the year, that would be one thing. But it was a little bit later, and I don't know. I think it's just going to be a very unique and very talented committee for Philadelphia. I mean, there's no question that offense runs around Carson Wentz anyways. So I think they're just all good pieces that really going to help that offense out, you know, making this run. I mean, they're definitely going to be a playoff team, and we'll just see what they do with it when they get there.
Yeah, absolutely, right.
Dale was saying that he doesn't know if he has, the ability to catch up. And I don't know, man. He's going to need to muster up the strength. And honestly, I relish the fact that he's going to be using all of these condiment puns that you guys aren't realizing I'm using. Did you not get any of that, dude?
Mustard it up, relish the fact, yeah.
Play catch up.
Maybe use that. You probably used all those on your boiled hot dogs, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how to feel about Jay Ajayi. I was so excited coming into this past week because I thought he was going to be the guy. I thought LeGarrette Blount was going to go away. Corey Clement being the pass catching guy and Jay Ajayi being that downhill runner that they so desperately needed LeGarrette Blount to be. And he was okay, but okay with a fantastic offensive line. And I think if Jay Ajayi, if he's given the full opportunity with this team, could be amazing for a couple of years until his body gives out. But we'll see what happens.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, he has the talent, and you know, he has been a volume guy. I mean, we were talking about a little bit earlier, you know, same thing with P. Ryan, just volume guy. And, you know, that's another name too going forward for the rest of the year. You know, there's nobody in his way, and he's had two games where he's handled a full workload, and he's, you know, not been dominant, but he's been, you know, at least RB2, solid running back, you know. And Ajayi, I agree, if he gets that opportunity like he was getting once upon a time in Miami when he was lighting up the league, he can be that guy, and then that offense could be extremely scary with that type of option.
I think Jay Ajayi, given the opportunity on this team, couldn't just be good. Like, I think he could be dominant. I think he could be, you know, 100 yards every single game and go back to being a guy that could, you know, potentially crack those 200-yard game. Like, if he really gets the ball with this, with how good this offense is, with how good that offensive line is, like, they just need to give him the ball more. And supposedly, the report out of that was coming into last week that they were going to increase how much he played every single week. I mean, he did get traded 2 weeks ago, guys. So I think there's opportunity here for him to potentially, going into the playoffs, be a valuable fantasy playoff asset. We're just going to have to wait for it to blossom and grow into that.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't understand how you don't give a guy as many touches as he wants. I mean, for a guy that goes out and develops an emoji of himself, I mean, how do you not want him on your team and just give the ball as many times as possible, just dominate?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever see that?
No, I did not see. I heard it. He premiered it back on the London game that they got absolutely stomped on, and then we didn't hear about it again. But I had not actually seen it. Yeah, kind of put a, you know, he makes this emoji, and then they get destroyed, and then he gets traded. Kind of ruins your coming out party a little bit.
Yeah.
They just didn't want that kind of the media attention, I guess, you know, over there in Miami.
Right. Because that's exactly the kind of way that Miami runs their organization. Let's not talk about Miami. I'm just going to get angry. You know how I feel every time we talk about the Miami Dolphins?
Play the drum.
Sorry, I was late on that.
Yo, you're terrible at radio.
You do not have a... You know what I was looking up? I was looking at movies with Corey in them because I'm looking for a catchy name.
Movies with Corey. Oh, my God.
That explains why you're so late on the drops, because you're fucking looking at movies with Corey in them. Of course
look,
you are.
Look, I know where the money's made, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, that just took a hard turn right there.
Hey, really quick, I do – I know we talked about draft. Really, really, really good partners with ours. Christian, tell people a little bit what they're missing with Optimum Fantasy Sports.
So – Optima Fantasy Sports is the perfect complement to, because I know we take fantasy a little bit lighthearted around here, and we have fun with it. But I think Optima is the perfect complement and a partner that we could have possibly had, because what they bring to their lineups, to their, you know, their projections and everything that they do is what actual NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball teams use them for. They brought a similar algorithm that they use with actual professional teams and brought it to Optima Fantasy Sports and OptimaFantasySports.com. And they use that to create projections that are beating the, you know, beating the big guys and much more accurate. And if you use our promo code SLEEP, right? SLEEP, all caps.
Yep.
That's our promo code.
S-L-E-E-P. Yep.
Thank you for spelling out SLEEP for our listeners. if you use our promo code SLEEP, you'll get a discount on their subscription. But honestly, like, it couldn't be more accurate. Optima Fantasy Sports is giving you projections for daily fantasy sports. So if you're big on playing daily, if you're going to hop on DraftKings, if you're going to hop on FanDuel, if you're playing drafts, whatever you want to do, if you want to optimize your lineups and play daily in a way that you can get the best possible projections, they're adding tools now to be able to customize it with your own season-long leagues, but you can look at the projections and plug that into your own season-long leagues and kind of make your decisions there. It couldn't be any better than Optima Fantasy Sports. So visit their website, OptimaFantasySports.com, and use our promo code SLEEP, and just check out the Optima difference.
Yep, there you go. Christian, by the way, I can't believe we missed this, but there was a reality show with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, and it was titled The Two Corys.
The Two Corys.
I think Corey Davis and Corey Coleman should have a reality show called The Two Corys.
The Two Corys in the House. Just mix the two names of the two shows.
There you go. Two Corys in the House. Perfect. Couldn't get any better than that. So I guess that might kind of wrap up our show. We've been going on for like an hour and 20 minutes. Steven has been with us for way too long. I played way too many drops.
No, you played one drop way too many times. And you know how I feel about that?
Look, that drop is 30 seconds long. Before the show is ending, I'm going to play that drop in its entirety, by the way.
That's pretty much
how I
feel
about our
show. You
should just play it out and close the show with it.
Yeah, before you do that, follow us on Twitter at EatSleepFF, our website, EatSleepFantasy.com, where you can check out Steve, man,
Stefan.
You get to pick a name. Stefan, and you can check
spaghetti.
Out
Stefan
some
spaghetti.
Of his articles. The Wire, he did a start sit this week. He's been killing it with some of the stuff that he's putting out on our website. So please check that out. Steven, where can they find you on Twitter?
SPAC21.
All right, you want to spell that out?
So that's SPAC21.
All right, simple enough.
That's catchy.
FF SPAC 21. It's pretty easy, man.
Yeah,
why
yeah,
you gotta
FF
hate
SPAC
on this?
Actually, huh. Actually, SPAC is what everybody has called me my whole life because of, you know, the many
oh,
ways
hey.
You turn my last name into a pasta dish. So
yeah, I like it. Okay.
And you didn't think we would want to know this information?
Well, I mean, I figured you were having more fun messing with my name. I mean, I'm used to it. You know, that's why I said earlier I've been called worse by better. You know.
SPAC.
Yeah, just
SPAC. Gotta,
Dale,
gotta,
be very careful using the word SPAC. You're not.
Hey, SPAC.
Yeah, just be very careful, Dale. You're white, and we don't want to get this wrong.
Hey, so Stephen, when you were with your family, I mean, what did all the SPACs do in for Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving?
Oh my
yeah.
God!
We just.
Oh, I mean, with all the SPACs all in one place. I mean, did your neighbors get worried?
Nah. No, not at all, man. The mafia wasn't here. Don't worry about that.
Turn off
good.
My microphone.
Hey, no. Serious question. I don't. I see in your profile picture you have a bow and arrow. What's the biggest thing you ever killed with the bow and arrow?
A 9-point buck whitetail.
Nice.
Like,
9-point. That's
like
a pretty big one. I know nothing
middle,
about hunting
middle,
or deer.
Like middle of the thumb area.
Nice.
Yeah, just deer hunting.
From how far?
Mm-hmm. About 30 yards away.
Nice. See, I know nothing about hunting, but I know enough. I know enough hunters to where I can actually like pretend I know what I'm talking about. So that's good. That's good. Christian, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm.
Good.
I'm here, man. I'm listening. Okay. I'm just. I told you to be careful with it, and you. You were not careful with it.
All right. I think we're about done, Stephen. We really appreciate you coming on. It's awesome. We talk football all the time, pretty much. I mean, I talk to you probably more than I talk to my wife at this point. So I appreciate that. And again, guys can follow him at SSPAC21. No SPAC jokes, please. That's kind of sensitive.
Hey, honestly, I don't care, man. I'm immune to them. So
okay.
Get creative with all it. Right. It really doesn't matter to me. It just adds comedy to the show.
For Steven, for Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for joining us on this live show. We will talk to you next week.